Hi, my name is Jesse. I am 8 years old, and you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Jesse, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to a whole new week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, we're going to the zoo, and we'll have a zoological quizlet coming up for you later in the show. Our musical zoo is Carnival of the Animals by the composer Camille Saint-Saëns. It's such a big carnival with so much great music that we're going to take 2 weeks to listen to it. Now, kids commuters, we spent all last week talking about one of our all-time classical music heroes, Leonard Bernstein, composer, conductor, beloved educator, and one of the main inspirations for Kids Commute. We just love to listen to Leonard Bernstein talk about music, so we thought we'd let him talk about our music this week. Leonard Bernstein was such an advocate for kids that he even invited young musicians to join the New York Philharmonic for this recording. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Leonard Bernstein.
My dear young friends, music has lots of different uses in life. There are pieces that lift your spirit or interest your mind or fill you with religious or passionate or dreamy or triumphant feelings. But some pieces are written only to amuse you. And one of them is this Carnival of the Animals by the charming and masterful French composer Saint-Saëns. For one thing, it's a sort of loony fantasy about the zoo, full of amusement and frolic. And although it was written by Saint-Saëns mainly to amuse his friends, it was also partly intended to give young music students something to play that might be fun instead of always that serious grind. So we thought, as long as this is true, why not invite young people to come and play it with us? And that's what we've done. We have asked 7 very talented youngsters to join us in this zoological romp. Of course, the main orchestra is the string section of the Philharmonic, old fogies, but everyone else that you will hear is a specially invited youthful artist. The main soloists of the piece are a 2 piano team who get a lot of work to do in this carnival. They are the lovely identical twins, Ruth and Naomi Siegel, 21 years old, apiece. Now to start things off, our twin pianists join the string orchestra in the overture, which is a look at the lion. After all, most visits to the zoo begin with the lion, and since the lion is the king of beasts, Saint-Saëns has written what he calls a royal march, complete with trumpet-like fanfares and a good deal of roaring, all made by strings and pianos.
That was Leonard Bernstein, our narrator and friend, conducting the New York Philharmonic, and identical twin pianists in Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. We've met the lions. We'll meet some new animals tomorrow. Now, kids commuters, time for our quizlet. All week, we will ask you a question. We'll give you some hints later. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. This week, we're looking for the common name of a marsupial from the family of macropods. Macropod means big feet. Can you think of the name of a marsupial with big feet? If you know that right off the top of your head, good for you. Send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Okie doke, kids commuters, that does it for today. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.